This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Nearly 5 million people visited healthcare.gov yesterday, the main website for the new insurance exchanges. Another 5 million or so were expected today. Whether they'll have better luck is anybody's guess. But technical hiccups or not, buying health insurance online is the future. Convenient for customers, yes. Not such great news, though, for the umpteen thousand insurance agents and brokers who depend on commissions to make their living. From the help desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Business has been hopping this week for Virginia-based insurance broker Jonathan Katz.
In the last 2 days, I've received over 40 calls and 50 emails a day just about current clients asking, what are we going to do with my current plan? What's my situation?
Katz knows that questions and sales aren't the same thing. And with millions of new customers shopping for insurance under Obamacare, a lot of future sales are going to happen online without a broker. Still, Katz thinks he's got an edge.
Have you tried to get on healthcare.gov?
Yep.
Have you been successful?
Nope.
Well, you know, there you go.
Brokers are hoping the technical glitches, along with the complicated nature of health insurance, premiums, deductibles, government subsidies, and all the rest, will drive consumers straight to that quaint office in the neighborhood. That's a nice fantasy, says University of Pennsylvania's Tom Baker.
If insurance companies can get enough business through exchanges where they aren't going to have to pay brokerage fees, then they're going to prefer to go through the insurance exchanges.
Fierce price competition on the exchanges could also eat away at brokers' commissions, but Baker thinks some insurance agents will adapt and survive.
Expedia is an example of a travel agent that reinvented itself for the internet, and that a broker could be similar.
Baker says the Jonathan Katzes of the world could develop sophisticated websites that allow consumers to shop just like the exchanges do. But with more than 100,000 brokers in the mix, lots of them are going to be looking for new jobs. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.